Could you describe the first time that Susan got in contact with you?
The first time that Susan got in contact with us, actually, we're on our way up to see Nicole at Crestmount Funeral Home. So it was a very emotional time. We weren't actually too sure whether we wanted to discuss such a private and heart-wrenching story to the public. But Susan was the one that reassured us and comforted us through our very difficult time. Susan is a very compassionate and understanding woman, and I give a lot of credit to her, and our hearts go out to her, allowing us to share Nicole's life with the public.
What eventually convinced you that people needed to know about your daughter's story?
We came to accept that Nicole was severely sick. Nicole struggled with mental health for 4 long years. Mental health is nothing to be ashamed of. It is an illness like cancer or heart disease. No one asked for it, and it is a very severe illness that takes many lives, young and old, and a lot of family members are left grieving their loved ones. So I just want people to realize and hope that they realize that mental illness is not something that can be controlled. It is a serious illness.
Could you describe the process of working with Susan on her article?
Susan came over Thursday night, very compassionate, very understanding. She let us talk. She let us cry. She didn't push us. She was just so compassionate, so understanding. She brought a lot of hope to us in a very difficult time. She's very patient with us. My daughter, Rebecca, and I went on our European trip that was planned for 6 months, and Susan understood and gave us time to grieve also. So she told us when we're ready to continue talking, to get back in contact with her. She didn't push us. She was just so compassionate, and that's what we're so thankful for. She gave us the opportunity to share our beautiful Nicole and also gave us time to grieve our Nicole.
What do reporters need to understand when they're telling stories about people who have died by suicide?
To be compassionate, it's like any person who has passed away, the family needs to grieve. It was a shock to us that Nicole passed away, especially the way she did it. Just to have compassion. And if the family wants to cry, let them go off and cry. That's what Susan did. She didn't push. Just be understanding that the family has lost a loved one, and that loved one was sick. Didn't do it on purpose, didn't do it to be selfish. Suicide is not an act of selfishness, it's an act of desperation.
And is there anything else you'd like to see in articles about people who've completed suicide?
People just need to understand that mental illness is a serious illness. They don't ask for it. They need to understand, and we need to stop the stigma, and we need to get the people who are suffering. A lot of people suffer from mental health, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. And this is what the world needs to understand. You don't need to hide. Don't be ashamed if you are suffering, and to get the help. And I really hope that people with mental illness start to be treated with respect. And that's one thing I noticed in the last 4 years. Nicole, when she was in and out of hospital, a lot of people didn't have respect for her because she was sick. And even the hospitals said it was behavioral, and it was not behavioral. It was an illness.